Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1614 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, Frank Case. I can positively state that I do not remember ever having seen Miss Griffin, and I did not know her name, and certain it is that she never talked to me in her life, or undertook to coach me about what I should say. It is not true that Maggie Griffin and Dewey Howell left the large room referred to in Frank's motion two or three times together and returned together, and it is not true that I heard Dewey Howell say repeatedly that she was afraid she would forget all Maggie had told her to say when she went into the courthouse, and it is not true that I heard Miss Griffin or anybody else say that she did not know where Mary Fagan worked and that she did not know her name. It is not true that Dewey Howell said that she was rehearsed in her part by Maggie Griffin in any room, anywhere, at any time. On the other hand, I never heard Dewey Howell say anything about Frank one way or the other at any time. It is true that I was taken by Bass Rosser to the office of Solicitor General Hugh M. Dorsey on the very day that I testified in the case. I never saw or talked to Solicitor General Dorsey about this case until the day I went on the stand. I never talked with Detective Bass Rosser about this matter until the day I went on the stand. I did talk to a great many people immediately after Mary Fagan was murdered about what I knew about Frank's knowing Mary Fagan. And among others, I talked to my brother, who lives in Cobb County, about it, and I told him exactly what I told on the stand. I have never made any affidavit for anybody till this time, and I have never stated to anybody the things that are set out in this extraordinary motion in paragraph 9. It is absolutely false that the solicitor told me that I knew something against the character of Leo M. Frank. The solicitor asked me questions about what I knew about Frank's character. I stated to the Solicitor General that I was acquainted with the general character and reputation of Leo M. Frank, and that that character was bad. The solicitor stated that they had enough evidence with reference to Frank's general bad character and that he would not ask me those questions, but that he would only ask me questions with reference to Frank's knowing and being acquainted with Mary Fagan. If the solicitor or counsel for Frank had seen fit to ask me about Frank's general character on the stand, I would have told them, as I state in this affidavit, that his character was bad. It is absolutely false that the